beginning was, taken from John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let's take a closer look at these five verses. In the beginning was the Word. Did you notice that John did not say, in the beginning is the Word, or that in the beginning became the Word? John said, in the beginning was. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Jesus came out of eternity past and met with His creation. Genesis 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. God used the words in the beginning. But in the beginning of what? We find that it was not the beginning of God, the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. It was not the beginning of eternity. So what was the beginning? It was the beginning of His creation. It was the beginning of time. The Trinity always was and always will be. Eternity has no beginning, nor does it have an end. Earth has a beginning and has an end. The heavens, where the planets are and the stars, they all have a beginning and an end. Yours and my bodies have a beginning and an end, but our soul is eternal. Satan and his angels are eternal beings, and their eternal home is the lake of fire. Satan and all who has rejected Jesus Christ will spend eternity in the lake of fire. The torment has no end nor escape for those who reject Christ here on earth. Those who have accepted Christ, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior, will spend eternity with Christ without pain or suffering and with everlasting peace and joy. You get to choose your destiny. God will grant you your choice, even though He's against it and wants so much better for you. But because He loves you, He will allow you to make your choice. Let's move on. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, always was and always will be. Jesus had part in creating the heavens and the earth, as we found in John 1:1. The proof that Jesus had a hand in creation is found in Genesis 1:26 and 27. Verse 26 says, Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God said, let us make man in our image. He was talking to His Son and is talking to the Holy Spirit. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female. He created him, out of verse 27. And also in John 17:5, and now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. This was just before His crucifixion. Genesis 1:1 and John 1:1 was not the beginning of the Son of God, for the Son of God always was, before the world was. The Word did not become, He was, and He was from eternity past. The Gospel of John introduced the Lord Jesus Christ with three tremendous statements. In the beginning was the Word. This is the beginning of time, when Jesus came from eternity past and met with His creation. And the Word was with God. This proves that Jesus always was and is from eternity past. And the Word was God. This proves His deity. Why did John say that Jesus was the Word? because that is who Jesus was. The Word. You and I communicate through language. We share our thoughts, our desires, and our will through the words we speak. Jesus came to earth he created to save man, wipe out our sins, and establish a relationship with man. He was the mouthpiece of God the Father. He expressed the will of God the Father, and that will to unite us once again with our Heavenly Father. Jesus spoke the mind of God to man. He expressed God's desire for us. He told us the will of God. What Jesus heard his Father say to him, he revealed to us. Jesus explained to us how we can become a child of God and have eternal life. John chapter 12, verse 47 through 50. If anyone hears what I am saying and does not observe it, I don't judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Those who reject me and don't accept what I say have a judge. The word which I have spoken will judge them on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own initiative, but the Father who sent me has given me a command, namely, what to say and how to say it. And I know that his command is eternal life. So what I say is simply what the Father has told me to say. Jesus did not come the first time to be a judge, but to bring us the gift of salvation. He came as a mouthpiece for God the Father. But when he comes again to this earth, he will be a judge. He will not judge us on how good we are, but he will judge us with the Word of God. Jesus will judge both saints and sinners, and he will not judge us by our good works or how saintly we thought we lived our lives here on this earth, but he will use the Word of God. That Word will shine the light on our souls of our secret sin. It will cut right through the darkness of our souls. We must judge ourselves and eliminate all those secret sins that we think are hidden from God and man. You know, those little white lies, lustful thoughts, and the hate we have for someone. That little paper clip that you might have taken from the office that you thought was just insignificant. We won't be judged for every little thing we do and say. There is not one person within the sound of my voice that does not have something in their life that must be dealt with and removed. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. Jesus was the creator. Jesus was life, and is life, as found in Genesis 1:20, John 10:10, John 14:6, Matthew 4:4, and Acts 17:25. And Jesus was the light of all mankind, as found in John 10:10 and John 14:6. Without him, there was no life in the present time or eternity. Jesus is the light. John 8:12 says, Then Jesus spoke to them again and saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In him was life, and life was the light of men. The Word is life, eternal life, and that life is Christ, who is the light. And it shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. When we walk into a dark room, we cannot see anything. I know that for a fact, because that's when the chair leg meets my toes, and we start dancing, and I start hollering. But the split second I flip on the light switch, the darkness flees, and everything in my path is revealed. The darkness cannot absorb the light. It cannot live in the same place where light is. When I flip on the light switch, the electricity goes to the light bulb, and the bulb shines and chases the darkness away. You know that darkness is hiding because you can see shadows of it. But with the light of Christ, there is no shadows, no residue of darkness. It reveals everything, even our thoughts and those done in secret. My friend, we need to ask Christ to shine his light in our hearts and souls, to reveal all that is displeasing to God. We need to get rid of it now, today, this very moment, so we will not be judged for it on a judgment day. Open your Bibles that's on your nightstand or hidden in a drawer and ask the Holy Spirit to shine the light of Christ in the darkest spots and reveal those hidden sins so you can repent of them and be forgiven. The Bible is the Word. It will change your life if you allow the Holy Spirit to teach you. If you are not saved but want to be, you must confess to Jesus Christ that you are a sinner and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior by asking Him to forgive you of your sin and to come into your heart and soul to take control of your life. You must acknowledge that He is the only begotten Son of the Most High God. It's that simple. Let us all ask God to shine His light in the darkness of our hearts and soul, to bring to light the sins and those things that are displeasing to Him, and let's repent and get rid of that sin. Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his way and according to the fruit of his doing." It's time that we search our hearts and our souls, those things that we have forgotten about, that we have done. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring it to your remembrance and repent of it. So when judgment day comes, you'll stand there and not be judged for it. My name is Ron Alfredson. May God richly bless you.